Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I am your podcast host, and I'm so pumped you're here. I'm joined by a special guest today, Axel Boy Gwali. Say hello.
You say hello.
Do you guys hear him? If you don't know who Axel is he's a little over 4 now. 4 years old, buddy. He's currently hacking because I have him draped over my leg. We are currently hanging out in my Pilates studio. New filming spot. Who is she? Recording spot, actually. I'm not filming this. Anyways, I am changing it up a little bit. I had this idea today. I was like, usually I film or I record this in bed, just, you know, lounging. But I was like, I want to record it in my studio. I feel like my studio is my little safe space, little cozy space. And I frankly just don't love mixing, like, not that this is really work, but I like bed to be bed, you know? I don't really like to do stuff in my bed if I don't have to. But anyways, I'm in the Pilates studio. I have my Bev today. Usually I have water, but today I'm just feeling very tired. So I love when people on podcasts do this. They have like their little coffee with a straw. I actually am doing this today, you guys. Ready for some ASMR? We have a ton of milk, a little splish splash of cold brew. You ready for this aesthetic noise? Oh, is that so aesthetic? I think that's so aesthetic when people do that on podcasts. I've like wanted to do that. So here we are. Anyways, I have my milk with cold brew, as I just told you. I have been so tired today. I don't know why. I don't know. And I've been trying to like, I realized this weekend that I have a bit, I'm not going to actually speak this over myself. I, in the past, have been low-key, I feel like developing a bit of a caffeine addiction. I love the taste of coffee and I know I can do decaf, but I just feel like decaf, it's a little different than regular caf, you know? Anyways, I'm trying to not be addicted to coffee, so we're cutting back, but I have figured out that if I do less cold brew in my coffee, more milk, it's less caffeine. So basically I'm trying to do that today because I am so freaking tired. But yeah, so that's my little confession to you. Confession time. Axel boy, come here. Come here. Stop snooping in the trash. Yeah, he's currently snooping in the trash. He's exploring the studio. My dogs are not allowed in here. So when I usually I just let Axel in here sometimes to hang out with me. But in general, they're not allowed in the Pilates studio because we have the door open and they could just like sprint out, you know? Also, if Axel gets excited, his claws can like claw up things. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but that's the reality of it. So, hello, buddy. He's exploring a lot. You guys, more updates. I don't really know what we're going to talk about today. But if you're listening, you already know because I have titled it by now. But it's so funny. I feel like when I'm filming or recording, why are you saying filming, you guys? Maybe I'm just needing to film the podcast. Maybe this is just in my brain. The Lord's like planted this idea in my head to film the podcast. He totally has. Anyways, I'm rambling. But what I was going to say is I'm just going to like freeball it today. I feel like we did this last week. We freeballed it and it was a really fire episode in my opinion. But we're going to just like talk about things that come to my mind today. Also, while we're on the topic, I watched such a good movie last night. It is one of my favorite movies. I forgot how much I like it. It is called How to Train Your Dragon. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Probably. It's kind of an iconic movie. Anyways, I think it's such a cute movie. The dragon toothless reminds me of Axel, my sheepadoodle. They look the same and they act the same. You know how toothless, if you know the movie, how he like turns or like, well, how do I explain this? He non-verbally communicates to the guy, Hiccup, to like eat the fish that he ate and spat up. He like points with his chin or whatever. Axel will literally signal with his face to do things to me. Like he literally like point at me and like talk to me via cues. And they also have the same eyes, I feel like. I feel like their eyes are like literally identical. But anyways, that movie makes me just want to snuggle Axel a little bit more. Also reminded me, the dragon reminded me a lot of Joy. Also, if you didn't know, I have another sheepadoodle named Joy. She is 2 and her and Axel are totally different. Axel is like very chill, very like just wants to just chill and play ball. He's obsessed with his tennis ball. Joy is like way more energetic. She does love a good snuggle though. She's very, very snuggly. I feel like she's more of like a wants to just play and run and snuggle. Axel's more of he wants to like chill. So anyways, they are siblings. They're from different litters though, but I'm obsessed with them. They're like big, massive toddlers. I learned that dogs, their brain can only develop to like toddler brain or whatever. So I have two fluffy toddlers and I have a almost 6 month baby. I basically have three kids, you guys. I feel like I have three kids. Actually, I feel like I have more than that because I have businesses too. And those sometimes people compare to babies as well. Anyways, I'm a full-time mother, as you can tell. But I love that movie so much. And I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you're excited for this week and feeling amazing. I know I'm pretty excited for this week. I don't have a lot of things planned, but there's a lot to be grateful for, you guys. I feel like I'm trying to work on gratitude these days. Even on the days that feel hard, I wake up feeling exhausted like today. Just like instead of being grumpy about life, just being like, thank you, Jesus, for creating today. And I'm just so grateful. Thinking about things you're grateful for, it shifts everything in your life. Okay, as I'm doing this, I'm realizing we haven't even done our self-check-in yet. Maybe this is your first time listening to the podcast. We do self-check-ins every week. The self-check-in is a time to just ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. So let's all just take a deep inhale in and exhale out. Let your shoulders drop out of your ears. Okay, I want you to ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? As you answer this question, ask yourself a follow-up of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, just starting to get present with how you're feeling. Okay, you guys, and now I want you to ask yourself another question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, grab your water. I don't have water with me, but I have my coffee. I guess that doesn't really count because coffee dehydrates you, but whatever. Cheers on 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? Axel boy, have you stood up in the past 60 minutes? He's currently moving around, just exploring. So his answer is yes. If you have or not, stand up right now, shake out your legs, shake out your arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Okay, my next question for you, because I actually just had the idea of what the episode's gonna be about pop into my head, is what area of your life have you been making a lot of excuses about? Maybe it's making excuses for your workouts, excuses to do your laundry, excuses to hang out with a friend, whatever it is, where have you been just making excuses? Okay. And final question, following up on this area, what is something that you are so proud of that you've been doing as of lately? Sometimes, especially in the self-growth department, it can get so easy to focus on what we need to fix, what we need to change. But I think it's important to also celebrate where we have come, how far we've come, and just be so proud of ourselves for little things that we're doing each day. Obviously, we all have room to grow all the time, but it's no fun to grow if you don't take a moment to celebrate. Okay, so let's get into it. I just snuggled Axel. That wasn't me just making a baby voice for no reason. Oh, thank you, buddy. He just licked my face. Okay, so we're going to talk today about something that I personally have been really working on this past day. Literally one day, you guys. I had a realization. I feel like this podcast is so real time. I'm like, okay, what am I currently walking through in my life that maybe other people are struggling with? Excuses. Oh my goodness, you guys, we have to talk about this. So I realized last week I was really mega making excuses for so many things in my life, putting things off till, you know, later, I'll do it later mindset, or like I don't need to do this right now, or I'll do something else right now, or, you know, oh, like I don't have time for that because XYZ, you know, if you're feeling a little twinge of like feeling called out, you might be going through the same thing. Anyways, it's nothing personal. I'm going through it too. I'm literally right there with you. So today I realized that I have been really making excuses. And it's really interesting because I actually listened to this on a podcast so many years ago about how we oftentimes make things a bigger deal in our head than they really are when we do them. Like, for example, there was a fat pile of laundry on my bed. This was on Saturday, I think, Saturday evening. You guys, it was so overwhelming. It was huge. It was like literally days worth of laundry. And if you have a baby, you probably know how much more laundry you have when you have a baby than when you had before your baby. Because like the baby pukes on its own clothes and it pukes on your clothes. And then, you know, it just, there's just a lot. There's a lot of clothes. Anyways, if I don't stay up to date with my laundry, then I've noticed a mountain can develop. So a mountain developed and I had put it on my bed and I was like, dang, it is Saturday night. I'm so tired. I want to go to bed. It's so funny as I'm saying this. I'm like, me 2 years ago, I'd be like, who is this girl? She's like literally wanting to go to bed early on a Saturday night. Like what? Anyways, I love a good early night these days. Maybe I'm in my grandma era. I feel like I've been in the grandma era for a while and I'm so into it. I think it's just a personal preference, I will say. I'm not going to label myself as a grandma or as boring. I think it's simply good for my body and my mind and my soul. So, anyways, I was like really, really resisting doing this laundry. I kept making excuses for not doing it and finding other things to fill my time with. So I was like literally on TikTok, Instagram, just like trying to just like find something else to do. Finally, I noticed I was doing that and I was like, I just need to just start this laundry pile. Maybe I can like put on a podcast so it makes it like a little bit more enjoyable and just do it. And you guys, it was not fun. I will say it was not a fun thing, but it felt like a way larger thing in my head than when I actually did the laundry. It probably ended up taking like 30 minutes to like 45, when in reality, in my head, I had made this thing to be like the hardest, most exhausting task in the world. And it really wasn't that hard. I've also noticed like with fitness, the same thing has happened. I will say last week, I literally signed up for a class. Okay, I'm actually not going to be mean to myself about this. One, we should never be mean to ourselves about this, but or feel like bad about it. I signed up for a workout class at my own studio and I'm just going to confess. Confession time. We all have to confess. I signed up for the class. I was going to do it. And then I ended up actually filming a sunrise workout instead. So I canceled my workout reservation. I like canceled it in my own studio. Whoops. Anyways, I'm not perfect either. But I was like, I want to go film for Sweaty Studio. So I did. Anyways, I didn't sign up for like any more workouts the week. I kept making more excuses for like why I shouldn't do it. I was like, oh, like maybe I'll be filming today, or oh, maybe I'll be tired or whatever. And I just like totally did myself dirty, because when I work out like in a class, I just absolutely thrive. Like I love it so much. I feel so confident, so strong. And so I just like kept making excuses for not signing up. And I think it's like one of those things where in my head, I was making the whole workout class like a whole thing. I was like, it's going to be so tiring, so hard. I don't know. I don't want to wake up early, like whatever. When in reality, I wake up that time anyways, because my dog barks whenever like people come to my house. And I don't know. You know, I don't want to be mean to myself. Like, it's a fine line of being disciplined without being mean to yourself. You know, you can't be guilty, but you also can't be like, I'm gonna just keep this habit forever, because I don't want this habit. Like, I don't want to make excuses for myself. My healthy Behemoth Queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips, can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself, and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony, such as ashwagandha, which helps your body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. And you spell Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Okay, moving on from my little excuse tangent is, I just want to challenge all of us to think about something right now in our life that we really resist doing. In general, maybe it's laundry, maybe it's signing up for a workout class, maybe it's starting a new project on your passion projects or whatever it is. Think about it. And I just want all of us to start with step number one. Like, think about, what is the first step to that thing? So maybe, like, I'm just thinking about the fitness class. The first step would be find a class to do. And next step would be sign up. So if you're someone who signs up for something and then bails on it, maybe what you need to do is you need to invite a friend to do it with you. Because, you know, when you have a friend like doing, you can't really, it's like the stakes are higher. You can't really just cancel, you know? So maybe you're just like, you have to think about yourself for a second. Like, what like actually helps you show up for something? Just think about it for a second. And now I want all of us to just take a moment to realize that we truly make things larger than they are in our brain. Like I just think that it can be so beneficial for all of us this week to simply not overthink. Like for example, when you see you have a dish in the sink, you can make two choices. You can either do it or you decide to skip out on it and do it later. I challenge you and me this week to literally, before there's even the possibility question of making an excuse, just doing it. Like the second you notice something, just go for it. Just do it instead of making excuses for, I'll just do it later. Maybe you get a text on your phone and you're like, oh, I'll respond to that later. Respond to it in the moment. Like, I think that we just need to get out of this habit. I think we just have to start doing things rather than overthinking them. Because oftentimes when I overthink, I actually use more energy than if I just did the simple task, which is so crazy to think about. So also, maybe like you're listening to this and you're like, okay, well, it's so easy to say all this, but so challenging to just like put this into practice. This is where I love to incorporate my faith into like everything that I do. So if you're listening and if you've never listened to the podcast and you're like, wait, faith-based, whatever, I am such a strong believer in the fact that like our relationship with Jesus it's a relationship. It's not like a religion. Yes, there are things that are like the laws and all, like not laws, but like rules and stuff that are like we should be following. But ultimately, Christianity is a relationship with Jesus. Like, we're doing life with Jesus. It's a heart posture too. It's like when you have a friend and you want to hang out with them, you want to grow closer to them. That's literally how it is. And then as we have this heart desire and posture for Jesus, he's like purifying us as we're growing closer to him and we're aspiring to be more like him. And before you know it, like all these old desires in our hearts, like they just start to go away. And we can also give them to the Lord to take away all this stuff. So the reason I just shared that is because like this is how we can truly do life with Jesus is in this moment when we're really struggling with making excuses, we don't have to rely on our own strength for this, right? Like in the moment when it feels impossible, when it feels like you have nothing more to try and to give to become a disciplined person, this is when you can invite Jesus into the situation and be like, Jesus, I just want so deeply to not make excuses anymore. I so deeply don't want to overthink things. I so deeply don't want to struggle with this, Lord. Like, I give this to you. Would you just give me the strength to overcome temptations of laziness, temptations of self-sabotage, whatever excuses are doing in my life, like whatever they're causing as a repercussion, you just give it to Jesus and ask him for strength. I believe in the supernatural. I believe that God can truly purify our hearts and he can help us in those weaknesses. He can turn weaknesses into strengths. So I just challenge all of us to really just invite Jesus into those things. And as I'm speaking, it's so interesting because I have really struggled before with responding to text messages. Like for some reason, and they just feel like the biggest task in my head, even if it's someone I love. And I think especially like text messaging around making plans has just made me feel so tired because it's like I just have a lot of things that I already need to like plan around in my life and coordinate. So it just feels like the biggest thing. And I'm just, as I'm speaking, I'm like, maybe I can just give this to Jesus. Like I can just, next time I'm struggling with that, I can just invite him in and ask him for strength. And I can just see like what happens. Like I'm just like, I've never even thought to do that before until literally talking on this podcast, and I'm so excited to try it. I think it's gonna be really cool. So like the message here is really just invite God into your weaknesses, you guys. Like we all have things that we struggle with, whether it's making excuses, whether it's bailing on our plans, whether it's talking behind our friend's back, whether it's struggling with laziness, struggling with financial stress, worry, lust, whatever it is, like we all have things that we struggle with. And God doesn't want us to walk through these things alone. And this is where like, I just love how you can, like how Christianity is one of those things where like, it's such a relationship. It's such a relationship. Like it's not just go to church on Sunday, check it off. It's not just follow a set of rules. It's truly having a relationship with Jesus, getting to know him, doing life with him, like talking to him throughout the day, asking him about things, asking him, God, like I have friends who like do this and I've done this before and it's so cool. Like even when, you know, when you're about to go somewhere and you cannot figure out for the life of you what outfit to wear, like nothing looks good on you. And you're like, I literally feel like I have no clothes in my closet, but I have so many clothes in my closet. Like I don't understand. Asking Jesus, hey, like what would be a cool outfit today? See like what he shows you. Like I have a lot of friends do that. And they're like, he picks out the coolest outfits. Little simple things. That's why I love blending faith with fitness, you guys. It's like my favorite thing in the entire world. Like I love exercise already. I love movement. The fact that like we can literally do a workout and like ask God where he is in the room and realize he's doing it with us. Even on walks, he's on our hot girl walks with us. The fact that like he's just always with us hanging out is the coolest thing ever, ever. And I just even thought about like one time I was figure skating. I used to be a figure skater, if you didn't know. I was figure skating and something I really struggled with when I skated was like fear around jumps. I remember one time I had the realization, like, I can just pray. Like, I can declare things over myself before I jump and do a jump that I'm nervous about and just, like, hang out with Jesus while I'm skating. You guys, it was one of my favorite sessions. Like, I remember this session so clearly because it was so fun, so freeing. I was just jumping, going for it, landing things. I was like, this is amazing. Even when I'm surfing, you guys, like, I definitely have struggled before with intrusive thoughts around sharks and like big waves and man-o-wars, which if you don't know that is stingrays. They're not stingrays, it's a jellyfish. They're like pretty, pretty gnarly. Anyways, I've totally had intrusive thoughts and they has totally tried to steal my joy before. But you know what's cool is like when I surf, I feel really close to God, because like I just give the fears to him and I talk to him and I praise him when I'm feeling nervous. And it's just like the best. Like, it's so much fun. Even when I was surfing this weekend, like I had moments where I just felt the Lord's voice just be like, hey, like, let's wait on that wave. Like, don't go over that one. And I'm just like, okay, like, you're literally making these waves and I know you like want to have, like, want to take care of me. And I'm like, okay, we'll go over the another one. And it's just so freeing and so much fun. And I just like love hanging out with Jesus. If you can't tell, I'm obsessed. I'm like, I love him so much. I feel like last episode I was the same way. I was like, I love Jesus so much. But it's so cool. And honestly, you guys, if you're listening and you're like, okay, who is this girl? Like, I literally did not think this was a faith podcast. It's Healthy Be Human. It's all about fitness and wellness. I really can just say from the bottom of my heart, I used to not be in my faith. I used to literally just like, I was like into new age stuff. I don't think I ever like stopped believing there was like God, but I didn't really know what I believed. I grew up Christian, all the things. I've been into fitness for a really long time. I've been into self-improvement. I've been into mental health, all of those things. I can say for a absolute 1,000% fact though, that the times in my life when I've been the closest to God, those have been the most fruitful times. Like, those have been the times when I love my body the most. Those have been the times when I feel just so much peace of mind. Like, even when like anxiety has tried to come in, it's like, no, like I have the perfect peace of the Lord, focusing on his voice instead of the world, instead of the enemy's voice and all of those things. Like, it's just, there's just so much more fulfillment when you have God in your life and when you're like just besties with Jesus. Like, it is so fulfilling. It makes mental health, physical health, all of those things you're doing for your mind and your body just so much more fruitful and so much more worth it. You just feel like you're really, like, you have purpose. You feel like you're really taking care of your body as a temple. You start to see yourself as more of, like, it's more than just becoming hot. Like, let's be real. I mean, I used to just, like, want to do all those things because I wanted to be hot. Like, I wanted to, like, look a certain way and, like, I wanted attention. Not going to say that I haven't struggled with that still this current day. Like, it's a constant mindset battle overcoming wanting people's attention. But that's where, like, you don't have to walk through those struggles alone. You can invite Jesus into things and you can be like, God, like, just shift, can you shift my heart posture? I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, wanting to look a certain way, but I do think it comes down to your heart posture. Like, are you doing it because you're wanting validation from others? Are you doing it because you want more male attention? Are you doing it because you don't think that you are good enough as you are? Like, Jesus is going to help you heal from all of those things. He's going to help you in those struggles. So then when you get the physical results, when you see the changes in your mental health, like, it's just so much more fulfilling and satisfying because he changed your heart. He didn't just change how you look, if that makes sense. So I really hope this episode has just like impacted you in some type of way. I feel like I didn't, you know, it's so funny. Like, I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, but I do believe that someone listening to this episode needed this today, because I don't know honestly like why I talked about what I talked about, but I just want to encourage you, like, if you've been feeling far from God, like, he hasn't gone anywhere. A lot of the times we are the ones that have gone somewhere. So maybe it's as simple as just praying and being like, hey, God, I miss you. I just like want to hang out again. Like, what would you say to a friend you haven't talked to in a while who you miss? It's like literally the same thing. He's our best friend. He's a friend. And God is our Father. So I hope this encouraged you. Long story short, just hang out with Jesus. He's the best. He fixes all your problems. Yeah, like, a podcast is great, but like, Jesus is the best. Okay, you guys. Well, I hope you have the best day ever. I love you so much. And you're amazing. You are so amazing. Please don't think otherwise. Because if you do, that's not from God and that's not true. That voice is a liar, because you're amazing. You're amazing. Okay? I feel like Elf from the movie. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay, anyways, if you like the podcast, send it to a friend, share the love with them, and I will see you next time. Have the best day ever. Stay healthy, be human. You're amazing. I love you so much, and have the best day. Bye. Axel says bye too. He's snoozing next to us. Say bye. Okay, he says bye. All right, bye.